Hey Redhawks, welcome back to this week's episode of United Colors of Liberty. I'm one of your hosts, Maya Silverman, and today we're here with...
Dev Sheth.
So to start off, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm a junior. I've been at Liberty like the whole time, but I did online last year.
Okay. So, yeah. Did you like being virtual?
No, I hated it, but my grades are really nice when I was virtual. So, you know, yeah.
Did you take art virtually, or did you take it in
person?
Yeah,
no, I took art one virtually. It was an experience. It wasn't like amazing, but it wasn't terrible. But it wasn't also like real life art. Like if I took it in real life school, because like no one would like really grade me. It was just like a like 90s vibes, like 95s, okay. All that.
Do you think your art is better now that you're back in person, or do you think it was better when you had more like freedom over your art?
I think it was way better. Like, I mean, no, it's better right now because like someone can actually tell me in person, like live, if I'm doing something wrong.
Live.
Yeah, like, yeah, and but in like online, it was just like my parents are like, "Oh, that doesn't look that good." I'm like, "Okay."
So, like, what project are you currently working on in art right now?
I'm making a mask. I'm gonna make a Batman mask. It's pretty cool.
Why Batman? What inspired you to choose Batman?
Because I realized my duty. My honor, what I fight for, and it's to save Gotham.
Okay, so sort of going backwards, when you were younger, did you move around a lot?
Yeah, well, I was actually born in India, but I lived there until I was 5. So then I moved here, and we moved to Seattle, and I lived in Seattle with my uncle for like maybe like half a year. And then I moved to Georgia just because my dad got a job there. And we moved a lot because of my dad's job. So I stayed in Georgia for like 2 years. But then I went to Houston with my other uncle. And I did fourth grade there. That was honestly really nice. But then we moved to Irving, so Dallas. And I hated Irving so much.
Why?
Because it's depressing. Like, I do not. I hate Irving so much. I really don't like going there a lot. But then... after Irving, we moved to Frisco, which was nice. Yeah, and I did. And I've been staying here since sixth grade.
Okay. If you had to go back and live in any of the places that you lived previously, would you?
Yeah, I would probably live in either Georgia or Houston. I actually go to Houston a lot because my cousins are there, so probably Georgia.
Okay. Why Georgia specifically? Like, what did you like about living there?
They have the world's biggest aquarium.
Is that it?
No. Well, one, a bunch of my friends are there, and plus my parents' family friends are there, so it's always really fun whenever I go. And they have this really cool amusement park, which I really like, and I miss because I went there, like, almost every week. I think it was called Stone Mountain. It was amazing. They also have the Coke Factory. Yeah.
Okay. And, yeah. So you like the, like, touristy aspect?
Yeah, and also the weather of Atlanta is really nice.
Okay. So, speaking of moving places, next steps in life, do you have any plans for college right now?
Yeah, I do plan on going to college, but I'm still deciding on where, and I don't know what I'm going to do in college. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Are you taking any classes, like, are you taking any college classes, like, dual credit or anything next year?
At first, I was planning to take dual credit, like, I have my college ID and everything, like, I was ready to go, but then... my mom said that there's a possibility that I might not get my car next year. So there's no way of, like, going from Liberty to there because there's no, like, buses that they give you. So I might have to cancel that. Or I might just do, like, dual credit government because you can take that at Liberty, but you can't take econ at Liberty.
Okay, so would you take, like, why did you want to do dual credit in the first place?
Because I've heard that, like, it's basically, like, guaranteed college hours as long as you pass a class with a 70. And it doesn't even go on your GPA, but it wouldn't even matter because I'm a senior next year. So, yeah, it's just, like, it takes away the stress of the AP stuff, but still gives you the benefits of AP.
Nice. Listening to this week's episode of United Colors of Liberty, I'm one of your hosts, Maya Silverman, and I'll be back next week with Rin for the next episode of United Colors of Liberty.